Several others have been injured after two gunmen opened fire at a bus stop earlier. Matt Hancock's defending himself at the COVID inquiry this morning after being criticised for his handling of the pandemic. The former health secretary now sits as an independent after losing the party whip for appearing on I'm a Celebrity. Elon Musk has used some colourful language as he criticised advertisers who've stopped promoting on his X platform. He was asked about the actions of firms who've pulled ads after he apparently endorsed an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. The billionaire was at the New York Times Dealbook Summit yesterday and did apologise for publishing a message that seemingly agreed with anti-Jewish rhetoric.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Just Stop Oil has been revealing how it gives lessons to potential new recruits, including being floppy if arrested. The group insists it doesn't feel guilty about disrupting people's lives. Today's the last chance to say goodbye to Britain's only giant pandas. From 3:30 this afternoon, public access to Yangguang and Tiantian at Edinburgh Zoo will be limited. Their keepers are preparing them to go back to China. Our Scotland correspondent Conor Gillies says their time in the UK didn't go quite to plan.
A breeding programme was the plan of action when they arrived here in 2011. That didn't happen despite relentless attempts at artificial insemination over the course of the last number of years.
And Manchester United are on the brink of elimination from the Champions League after a 3-3 draw at Galatasaray last night. Boss Erik ten Hag says his side must improve their game management. But it was better news for Arsenal, who sealed the top spot in their group in style as they hammered French side Lens 6-0 with the game to spare. And that's the latest. I'm Amante Falkenstein.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today, shall we? Here we go. Right, top temperature is feeling pretty cold out there, isn't it? Top temperature today is 5 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. You've got a nice bit of sunshine at the moment, but it is feeling pretty cold.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM. Thanks so much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning with another breakfast show. You've got me for the next couple of hours up until 1 o'clock, and it'll be a short week again for me. Trying to get my words out this week as I won't be here tomorrow. Keith's going to be covering the show tomorrow, but you've got me for the next 3 hours with music, chat, news, views, independent music as well. It is cold. I should have put some socks on today, but I didn't. I can see that the balloons are still hanging up in the studio from Bob yesterday. Absolutely horrific. I should have brought a needle in today and got rid of them. I just look horrible. Terrible. If you missed that yesterday, Bob came in. Well, he was due in yesterday, Bob Simpson, and he just went into the cupboard. And in the cupboard, there's been balloons, okay, in there for the last 10 years. We've never blown them up. And yesterday, he blew up about 10 balloons and then just strung them up around the studio. But they're not Christmassy. They're orange, blue, yellow and green. The blue ones are particularly horrible. There is one pink balloon as well, just put into the mix. But anyway, they're just hanging by tinsel on the ceiling. Just to give you a flavour of the studio this morning. Anyway, it did make me laugh. I was still laughing about that yesterday. Now, I've got a guest today coming up a little bit later. It's going to be Posy O'Rourke. Going to be talking about Brentwood School's production of West Side Story. So looking forward to finding out all about the production, when it's taking place and how you can go along and see it. Sounds fantastic. Plus, we've got some first plays as well on the show. A first play for a very young lad, in fact, who's got a beautiful voice. And it's he's called Cormac. It's Cormac Thompson. Free to a New World is the song, and it's just beautiful. Oh, I've got a message coming already. You just heard that. I forgot to turn my phone off. Was that Bob? Are you listening, Bob? Bob, I'm still laughing at the balloons. I didn't bring a pin in. I can't play Bob's message live because I need to check it off air first just to make sure that Bob's sent a nice message in and nothing offensive. Yeah. You never know. You never know with Bob. Could be either way. Although we are friends, but still, you never know. Ah, dear, oh dear. Let me just have a little... Oh, I love it. Got to have a cup of coffee first thing in the morning. So, yeah, just going to be having a look through the papers. You might have seen on... I did actually watch the Piers Morgan naming the two royals that are in that book. I won't be doing that, don't you worry. Yeah, he named them on his show last night. It's all over internet. And I think it's just, you know, a lot of these things are... It's hearsay. I could say the neighbour up the road said this to me, and they could say, well, I said that, and you think, well, that's not true. I mean, if you've got no proof, it is your word against somebody else's, and it's like builds up into this massive row, doesn't it? But somebody's got to be lying somewhere, or not, or misrepresenting what the, you know... But you don't know, do you? I mean, oh. I mean, who is this bloke anyway that's written this book? I mean, who is he? Exactly. Now, sorry about that sniffing down the microphone. let's start off with some Beyonce. This is America Has a Problem. Is it safe, Bob? Oh, Bob. I'm going to listen to Bob's message off air, and then we'll come back to Bob's message after Beyonce. He likes to follow Beyonce, don't you?
Wonderful, you leave them up. Have a lovely day. My balloons are wonderful. You leave them up. Have a lovely day.
That's Bob joining in with Beyonce there, talking about the balloons that he... I'm going to take a picture and put them up on social media. Well, we were both laughing so much. I'm so lucky to have some really good friends here at Phoenix FM. And the lads like Bob, Tony and Scott, we just all got the same sort of strange sense of humour. Mind you, so is Spencer Carter, who's here on a Saturday. He's a good mate too. And Antonia Jones, who does breakfast. She's amazing. And Joe. And the whole team, really. And Patrick. We just, you know, I don't want to miss anybody out, because we all just have such a... When we do our handovers, especially with those guys, it's always such fun. Lovely bunch they are too. Just come out to 10 past 10. Let's have some fats and stuff. Should we play Bob again?
My balloons are wonderful. You leave them up. Have a lovely day.
Things ain't getting over.
Favourite tracks of the year. He's done it again. That is the JoJo Man Band. Oh, just love him. It's Nick. Sometimes he listens in. But I love that song so much. I know that Bob, Big Bloons Bob, is a fan as well. You can check him out online, the JoJo Man Band. If you like that song, he's always releasing new material. He's actually the brother of Woody from Madness, who've got a number one album out at the moment. Hopefully we're going to be playing some songs from that next week. I think one of the songs that really that I play, do you know one of the songs I actually play on here quite a bit? And I kind of rediscovered it, was Madness with You're an Embarrassment. And there's just something about that track that I absolutely just love. I don't know what it is. It's the... It's that bit that I love. I'm not doing it very well, and that's probably in the wrong key. So instead of playing the ads, we'll leave those for a couple of minutes. I'm going to play Madness, Embarrassment. Here we go.
Received a letter just the other day. I wanna know you no more. Place down, giving you their score. Within the first 2 lines, it must be read. You're not to come see us no more. Keep away from our door. Don't come round here no more. What on earth did you do that for? Our aunt, she don't wanna know. She says, what will the neighbours think? They'll think we don't. What they all think we don't, but I will, cause I know they think I don't. Our uncle, we don't wanna know. He says, we are disgraced to the human race. He says, how can you show your face when you're disgraced to the human race? That you have booked was an intention that was overlooked. They say stay away, don't want you home today. Keep away from our door, don't come round here no more. Our dad don't wanna know. He says this is a serious matter. Too late to reconsider. No one's gonna wanna know. She don't wanna know. She says, I'm feeling twice as old. She said, thought she had her head on her shoulder. Cause I'm feeling twice as old. I'm feeling twice as old.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House. With Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr Lewis, and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, now I'm feeling a bit too warm. I put on my jumper today. You know, I dug into the drawer, excuse me, and I was like, what's this jumper? And it's like the brightest green jumper I think I've ever seen in my life. And I put it on, and it's a bit like a sausage dog. I think I might have put on a little bit of weight since last year. It is a little bit snug, but I'm not going to be wearing this after the show. I'm not like I'm going nude. I'm going out for lunch. With my sister and my niece, so last time we met up as the three of us, we laughed so much. We always have a good laugh, actually, so it'd be nice to see them. I haven't seen my niece for probably about 5 months or something like that, we don't always get together. And the thing is, we're getting together, and I didn't realize this, so I'm getting together with my sisters and my niece, and that's my other sister's daughter. And it is today. It's funny how time passes. And I don't tend to think of this day, really, because my sister said to me, "You do realise today it's 4 years since my mum passed away. Today. I don't even know if it's 3 years or 4 years. I'm terrible. I know it's a couple of years. But isn't it, life goes on. It's just, I was thinking this morning, I thought, this time 4 years ago, we were just getting the phone call to say something had happened to my mum and could we come up to the hospital, because she was staying in Worthing with my sister at the time. My sister since moved to that's the sister from Wales. She now lives in Wales. And my other sister was out for the day. So I said, I've got a really bad feeling about this. It's just one of those things, that you just had a bad feeling. So I said, we better, we got the next phone call and that wasn't particularly very good. And we're like, right, okay. Got to prepare ourselves. So I had to go and find my sister, who was out for the day with a friend, and I just rung her and said, "Look, we'll come and pick you up and then we'll go straight, to Worthing." And it's weird, isn't it, when something like that happens. A very, very peaceful passing my mum had. Not everybody gets that. My dad had cancer, and that was a real, that anybody who's got somebody in the family with cancer, it's really, really horrible. It's horrible. But this was, it was relatively quick what happened to my mum, and it was just, one minute somebody's there and one minute they're not. And you kind of, and there is a bit of a shock afterwards where you kind of go, did that just happen? I better ring my mum and tell her that something's there. And I still, even now, when I leave here, I used to ring my mum or in the morning on the way into the studio, hands-free, not dangerous. And I still sometimes goes, "Oh, I must tell mum." I still do that. And I think a lot of people do that. If you haven't got your parents anymore, it's something that you had a good relationship. Not everybody does. In fact, I was talking to somebody this week who had a terrible relationship with their mother, really awful. And it's sad. I didn't have that. So that's why I try. Yeah, I'm pretty jolly. But my sister said, "Oh, you do know it's 4 years ago today." And I went, "No, I didn't. I wouldn't have organised a, probably I would have maybe not organised it today, but it's just one of those things." It's happened today. So, yeah, we're going out for a nice lunch, which my mum wouldn't have liked. Because she would have said, I don't like anything on that menu. But in a good, we just would have said, like, be quiet, sit there, we'll get you some chips or something. then she might have had a glass of wine, but she was diabetic, so that was always a little bit dodgy. I'd be happy in the thought that if she's looking down on all of us today, she'll be thinking, I wouldn't have gone to that restaurant. My dad, on the other hand, would be going, oh my God, you're going to the fish restaurant. That's the best thing in the world. Here are the Bleachers. This is Modern Girl.
Time is passing like a solar eclipse. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That is Pat Benatar with Hit Me With Your Best Shot. My coffee's gone cold. That's how much cold it must be. It's 18 degrees in the studio, but I like it nice and chilly. I don't like it too hot, really. I like things nice and chilly, yeah. Mm. I told you yesterday. I told you. God, I sound so angry. the Royal Mail, they hate me. I had two packages, which they took a picture of my neighbour not holding, and then I went to see my neighbour and he said no, they took him back on the van, and they actually left me a card but with nothing else on it except a redelivery date of last Saturday. They never delivered, so I went online this morning and managed to get them to put a redelivery, although they've got no reference number from me at all or anything else, but they say yeah, we'll redeliver on Saturday. I don't know how that works. Maybe it's by postcode, no idea. And then the other thing that I sold on eBay never arrived. It's gone to the post office, and it says it's at the post office, and it's now 10 days later, so it's not going to get there. It's just disappeared. And this is in the last 7 days. I know I shouldn't moan, but I can't help myself. Because one of them, I'm going to have to obviously give a refund and then go off to the post office to see if I can get, if they don't deliver my other packages. And there's something that I wanted as well. I mean, I did buy them for Christmas gifts, but I'm terrible at the moment. I keep buying things. And then what I do is this, and you do the same, don't pretend you don't, is you buy a present, you think, I'm going to give that to such and such person. And then you look at the present and you go, no, that person's not worth it. They're not getting it. That's what I do all the time. I do it all the time. I go, I'm surrounded by hordes of things that I just go, I like that person, but they don't deserve it. They don't deserve this gift. And then I end up keeping it. It's terrible, isn't it? Should we play some more music? I think we should. Here is Broken Bear. This is their version of Tears for Fears, Mad World, and a very special version it is too. Check out Broken Bear online.
Boy, cause I'm your tiny dancer. You make me shake and I'm never mistaken, but I can't control myself. Got me calling out for help.
S.O.S. Please someone help me. It's not healthy for me to feel this way. Oh, you are making this hard. I can't take it, see it don't feel right.
Tummy's up and that's when I see you get so hot. My common sense is out the door. Can't seem to find the light. Take me, you know it's sad, you feel it right. Take me on my touch, I tie up in your arms tonight. I'm out with you, you got me head over heels. Oh, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel.
S.O.S. please someone help me.
It's healthy for me to feel this way. Feeling open, boy. Your love's enough with words unspoken. I said, boy, I'm telling you, you got me open. I don't know what to do. It's true, I'm going crazy over you. I'm begging, S.O.S. please, somebody help me.
Yeah, healthy for me to feel this way. Oh, you are making this
hard. Why you making this hard?
You got me tossing and turning, can't sleep at night. It's time, please, someone come and rescue me.
That is Rihanna with SOS. A very good morning to Danielle and to Pete, who are listening out there. Oh, what is that? Why do I not... Oh, of course, Michelle, you idiot. That song was out about 10 years ago. Sometimes I feel I've got to get away. It's that one, isn't it? Doesn't go quite like that. it doesn't go quite like that, but in my head, it did. I'm still freaked out by Bob's balloons in the studio. I tell you what, I've never seen... I don't know why he added them. I don't know what Bob was doing yesterday. He just came in. He did a fantastic show, by the way. Just came in and started blowing up balloons. And now they're just, I've got, you know, I like things to be kind of neat. The Christmas tree I did is neat. The display on the windowsill is neat. And then in the corner, we've got these balloons. These balloons are kind of making me feel a little bit uneasy, would be the word. Yeah, I might have to do a video. Then you can see what I'm. You can see what I'm up against.
My balloons are wonderful. Oh. You leave them up.
Oh gosh!
Have a lovely day.
He's everywhere, Bob.
Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It was great to catch up with Tony from The Conjugates yesterday. He's looking much, much better. Wishing you lots of love if you're listening in as well, Tony. This is you.
Can I hold on to you?
And Pete.
Send them five for you. The way you feel has got no rules. You're the kind of lady, super fun and crazy.
song. Very proud that I did backing vocals on that for the boys. That is the Condrex. Oh, it makes me go shivery. Do you ever get that with songs? I mean, you go, oh, like a little shiver you get on you, or you get goosebumps. I get that with a few of the Condrex tracks. That's one of them, and I absolutely love that. As Ed, Tony, and Pete. Remember that we are sending lots of love to Tony at the moment, because he basically, he won't mind me saying, he basically died. He died three times. Can't get rid of him. Died three times, came back. They've done a quadruple bypass. Happened just out of the blue a month ago. Just shows you how fragile life is. And he was saved by a very brave policeman who kept him going for an hour. An hour. Manual, chest things. Got him back three times. Amazing. Absolutely just amazing. He will be having a wonderful Christmas. How lucky, you know, just a wonderful Christmas he'll be having. I just heard a voice. Did you hear that? Did you just hear a voice? I thought I heard a voice. That's really, I don't know if that was in my headphones or something. It just really freaked me out. Oh, sorry about that. Down the microphone. That wasn't very good, was it? I don't know why I sniffed like that. I'm terribly sorry. Anyway, I'm going to play. I love this song by Carly Minogue. I just love it. Here she is with Tension. I'll stop sniffing now.
It's the way I make you feel. I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Well, tell me where it all went wrong. Tell me where you lost those damn songs. I can't say I was surprised. Well, I heard a drink was involved. Are you gone?
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.